From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, January 18th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Matthew Hamilton recently reported for the Times Union on the number of potential candidates looking to run for assembly seats in both the 102nd and 107th districts to replace Republicans Pete Lopez and Steve McLaughlin. Republican Candy Terry, a former Senate staffer from East Greenbush, who now works as regulatory and government affairs manager for Just Energy, confirmed that she is exploring a run to fill the seat formerly held by McLaughlin. The 107th covers most of Rensselaer County and parts of Washington and Columbia counties. Rensselaer County Legislator Jake Ashby of Castleton and Troy City Council President Carmela Mantello both said they have been approached about running. Among Democrats, Rensselaer County Legislator Cynthia Duran of Troy said people have asked her about a bid but has not made a decision. Similarly, Mike Hickey, the Hoosick Falls resident who raised the alarm about water contamination in the village, said he is thinking about it but has not made a decision. Likewise, former Troy City Council President Rodney Wilshire said he has also thought about running. Among Republicans in the 102nd, the 7-county district that includes parts or all of Schoharie, Albany, Columbia, and Greene counties, Town of Schoharie Supervisor and County GOP Chairman Chris Tague and former Ulster County Legislature candidate Santos Lopez are vying for the nomination. Virginia Martin, Columbia County Board of Education Democrat Commissioner, said the governor has not called a special election yet and he can wait until next November, leaving the seats vacant until January 2019. If he does call a special election, he is likely to select a date for an election already scheduled, such as the school board and the Board of Education election in May or the June federal primary. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Caitlin Limbo is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Greene County is moving forward with its plan to centralize arraignments. Windham Town Justice Stephen Canfield announced in a meeting last week in December, Jewett has submitted a proposal to hold its arraignments in Catskill courts. Greene County District Attorney Joseph Sanzone said the proposal is part of the county's plan to have public defenders present at all arraignments. He said, and I quote, "This is part of a process to make arraignments more convenient and accessible," end quote. Adding, the centralized arraignments are meant to be a simplified process. Under the plan, the county would be required to have a public defender available at each and every arraignment, and the cost of finding public defender for those who income qualify would be the responsibility of the state. Informally, county officials are proposing the arraignment centers in Greene County would be in Cairo, the village of Coxsackie, and the towns of Athens and Catskill. Stanzone said there is no time frame proposed for when the new plan will be implemented. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Matthew Hamilton is reporting for Capital Confidential on the various policy platforms tucked into Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's executive budget proposal. Among the ideas proposed, the governor wants to increase fines for passing a stop school bus, but the budget plan would allow school districts to enter into contracts with a third-party organization to install cameras on bus stop arms. The cameras would act like speed cameras, recording the license plates of violators, and the school district would receive the fines paid. More minibars and room service hotels that do not have full-service restaurants by creating a new permit. Legislation to require all backseat passengers to wear seat belts. Under current law, children under the age of 16 must wear a seat belt in the back seat. Ban even hand-free mobile phones and electronic device use for drivers under the age of 18. And continuation of the sales tax exemption for the purchase of food and drink from vending machines. And you can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Finally, MidHudsonNews.com is reporting that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo said on January 17th that despite including a proposed new name for Stewart International Airport in his State of the State message, the moniker modification was not his idea. In fact, he told MidHudson News he would be open to any change. And I quote, "It was part of the airport plan to expand and go from beyond a regional airport to a New York City-related airport, but I would be open to any name. I mean, it wasn't my decision," end quote. The Stewart family is opposed to rechristening the airport New York International at Stewart Field, noting that the contract that handed the airport over to the Port Authority more than 10 years ago included a clause requiring that the name remain Stewart International Airport for 93 years, the full length of the agreement with the State Department of Transportation. And you can read that full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today, with a temperature high near 26 degrees. Wind chill values will be as low as zero. For Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 14. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, partly sunny with a high near 34 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 20. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 44 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 26. Sunrise today was at 7:20 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:50 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, almost 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 18th day of January, 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.